In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In 2011, a Palestinian doctor, Dr. Izzeldin Abolaish, published a book titled I Shall Not Hate, A Gaza Doctor's Journey on the Road to Peace and Human Dignity. He wrote the book in response to the death of his three of his daughters and a niece, who were killed in a targeted Israeli bombing. At one point, he writes, it's human nature to seek revenge in the face of relentless suffering. Yet extraordinarily enough, this wounded father, this brilliant doctor, doesn't seek revenge. Instead, he's actively sought peace between the Palestinians and Israelis for years and has been awarded many peace prizes for his efforts. What is the peace that Dr. Abolaish seeks? What's the peace that we all seek in one form or another? An absence of conflict? Harmony amongst those we live alongside? A tranquil existence where each person can flourish as fully as possible? It's something we all desire. It's deep within our psyche to want peace for ourselves, for each other, in our communities and nations and across the world. And it seems that it's deep within us to have the exact opposite. Our reading from the Gospel of John this morning is wonderfully fertile ground for many reflections, but what I'm drawn to today is the peace or shalom that Jesus spoke to his disciples and speaks to us 2,000 years later. After the frenetic activity of the disciples and others looking for Jesus' body after his resurrection, people running to and fro, people going into the tomb and coming out of the tomb, the evangelist John shifts gear and takes us to a quiet, tense, locked room. Into this space, Jesus appears mysteriously but bodily. He stands in the midst of his terrified disciples, huddled together in the hope of keeping out the violence and threats that crouch nearby. They're fearful of the authorities, understandably enough, and they may even be fearful of Jesus, the one they abandoned. Right into the middle of this picture of human misery, Jesus brings a gift that transforms the disciples' lives and can transform ours too. Jesus' first words were not, "Why did you leave me?" or "You have no idea how much I've suffered because of you." No. His first words are, "Shalom Alechem. Peace be with you." They're the sweetest words anyone would long to hear. Peace be with you. The word shalom means to make whole or complete. Shalom is a desire to restore broken relationships. It means that in our complex world, we value the well-being of those we love, and we value the well-being of those we don't love. When we seek this peace or shalom, power and ego are replaced with rejoicing in the flourishing of others. And the greatest shalom, perhaps, is when we restore a broken relationship with God. Jesus embodies this other-focused peace where each person is made complete in him. His blessing, "Peace be with you," is all about the disciples, not himself. He shows his wounds to them, not to attract pity or generate guilt in them, but to help them comprehend his death and resurrection. And comprehend they do. They're overjoyed that the Jesus they'd accompanied for 3 years was and is the Son of God. A week later, after this first meeting, Jesus repeats his blessing, "Peace be with you." Again, his words match his actions. Jesus quietly invites Thomas, who was not at the first meeting and is now doubting who the Lord is. He invites him to touch his wounds if this will help him believe. Looking at Jesus, Thomas realizes he doesn't need to do this, and he acknowledges Christ's divinity more clearly than anyone else in the gospel. "My Lord and my God. He rejoices in the wonderful new relationship Jesus offers him. My Lord and my God. Well, peace is an easy word to say. It's an easy thing to just think about. Avoid conflict, be nice, don't fight. But we know just how incredibly difficult and elusive it really is. Jesus knew this too, all too well. He was surrounded by violence of every kind, yet he relentlessly pursued non-violence, even in the face of his torture and death. And he commands his followers to do likewise, wherever they might be. For example, in his ministry, when Peter cuts off a soldier's ear, Jesus rebukes him, saying, "Put your sword away." In these few words, Jesus teaches a whole new way of being. His ministry, teachings, and example resound with shalom. In his own violent death, Jesus gifts to the world his shalom as the Prince of Peace. Well, peace isn't something we seek just for ourselves, although it's a good thing that we do seek it for ourselves. Jesus commissions his disciples to inhabit and then proclaim his new countercultural peace outwardly, beyond the room, to the whole world. And this is no easy commission, and knowing this, Jesus breathes into his disciples the Holy Spirit, so that as they do go out into the broken world, they're strengthened for the task ahead. Jesus warns them that they'll face many trials, but they won't face them alone. My peace I give to you all. Do not let your hearts be troubled. I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. Take heart. I have overcome the world. This is a promise for all of Jesus' followers. For all those who don't follow Jesus, then, now, and always, in me, you may have peace. In our own world, violence still exists. Broken relationships still exist. Conflict of all kinds still exist. Where do we find peace in all this? Jesus offers peace in him. Peace in Jesus gives us the courage to do hard things, the hard things like examining our own hearts and being the peace that restores relationships, peace that desires the flourishing of others. Peace in Jesus means to actively work towards peace for others that comes when people know that they're safe and dignified, valued and loved. Peace in Jesus is knowing that he is with us always, even if we're the ones experiencing injustice, sorrow, and hardship. Sometimes this can be hard to believe, but if we trust in him, we trust that his peace will never leave us. 1 week on from Easter Sunday, when we've celebrated Christ's glorious resurrection, it's a beautiful truth that in Jesus we may find peace. In the coming weeks, as we continue to work our way through the pandemic and with our own issues over and beyond the pandemic, may we all know the shalom that comes from the Prince of Peace himself. Amen.